This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Sun Country Airlines has emerged from bankruptcy, a positive step the airline's 162 pilots hope will encourage their management to a speedy resolution of a new pilot contract. NetJets has signed a purchase agreement with Bombardier, which may become the largest aircraft purchase in the history of private aviation. Austro Engine and Steyr Motors will work together to develop a 280-horsepower, six-cylinder diesel aircraft engine. Officials from Bougainville Island off the coast of New Guinea say they'll keep divers away from what may turn out to be the wreckage of Amelia Earhart's Lockheed Electra. Tests on bone fragments, which searchers hoped would link them to Amelia, have proven inconclusive. The shuttle Endeavour is set to move to Launch Pad 39A this coming Wednesday, in preparation for its final launch April 19th on mission STS-134. A NASA official points to the commercial airline industry as evidence that commercial spaceflight can also be made safe. A TSA screener at Buffalo Niagara Airport has been arrested on charges she assisted known drug traffickers in getting through airport security. An analyst says worldwide spending on UAVs will roughly double over the next decade, driven by success in Iraq and Afghanistan. China plans to invest over $228 billion in aviation in the next 5 years, including construction of 45 new airports and adding 700 additional commercial aircraft to its fleet. And Cessna says the first international delivery of the Model 162 Skycatcher has been made to a customer in Australia. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association, tells us why, after all the economic factors involved in shared aircraft ownership are resolved, is when the hard part really begins. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.